Hi, I'm Nicola O'Hara, and not so long ago, I navigated my way out of a successful corporate career to launch my dream online business and haven't looked back. Now I live a life of freedom and work where, when, how, and with whom I choose. I created this podcast to teach you the strategies that I learned and share the knowledge and tools I needed during my journey to business ownership, so you can make your move out of your day job faster, smarter, and with greater ease. Think of me as your mentor, teacher, guide, and cheerleader through the highs and lows of the career to entrepreneur roller coaster. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur feeling trapped, unappreciated, or unfulfilled in your job and long to break free to build a business and life you're passionate about, you're in the right place. The best time to start is right now. This is the Career to Entrepreneur Method. Well, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Career to Entrepreneur Method podcast. I'm your host, Nicola O'Hara, and this time I want to talk about something that I don't usually focus on here, which is money. Specifically, how much money do you need to earn from the business that you want to create? In other words, what's your number? But why don't I usually talk about money on this podcast? Well, I really think there are already more than enough experts out there talking about how much money you can make as an entrepreneur. When you start down the business startup rabbit hole, you will hear many, 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 many people talking about how you can make six figures in 6 months or how you can create $1 million or pound business in a year. Now, I'm not saying that it's not possible to make six, seven, or even eight figures as your own boss. If that's what you want to do, then it's absolutely possible. There are people out there who have done it, but they really are in the minority. For most people, it takes time to start and scale your business to that level. What is true is that, unlike in a job, there is no financial ceiling as a business owner. The sky or your ambition is literally the limit. As an online entrepreneur, you have the whole world, well, those with internet access anyway, as potential customers. The limitations that you have in your career, such as there being fewer roles at the top and a ceiling on how much you can earn depending on your specialism, just don't exist in online business. Now, does that mean that every online entrepreneur is a millionaire? Well, no, because it all depends, of course, on personality, experience, and the skill set of that person. But you all start at the same place with the same potential. And another bonus is there'll be no one else vying for your spot at the top that you'll need to compete with. Yes, you have competitors, but there's room for everyone. And in fact, working with your competitors can often help both your businesses, which is why partnerships and affiliates are commonplace between entrepreneurs. But as I said, a lot of experts already talk about how to start and scale your business to six or seven figures in a short amount of time. I'm more interested in you having the confidence, self-belief, and motivation to get started with your business plans and on the way to achieving the lifestyle that you want, as opposed to what you think you want because of what society tells you or what others want you to achieve. Or just thinking that, oh, I have to make a million because that's what everyone expects or everyone wants. Sometimes the lifestyle that you want doesn't need to have a huge business turnover to achieve, which means you might not have to wait as long to live the life that you've been dreaming of. Because it's not just about the money, right? If you want to change your life to create a business with meaning that fulfills you and makes an impact in the world in some way, there is far more to it. To get started, you need more than just the lure of wealth and reward. Now, don't get me wrong, money and the chance to make more is definitely a pull factor. But our mind can often play tricks on us and make us believe it's not going to happen. So you need to have more than just the chance of making a million or whatever your figure is to get you to the other side. Things like passion, purpose, resilience, and energy all have a huge role in you becoming your own boss. Now, one thing I'm always talking about is the importance of having a clear vision for the future you desire. To know exactly what you want your life to look like, from where you're living, who you're with, your health situation, your assets, the things you want, and basically everything that is in that ideal life. Your vision of success will have multiple layers, and yes, some will need money to bring into form, but not all of the things you want will need a lot of money to get there. Your vision of success acts as a mindset tool to keep you motivated and focused when things are challenging, to spur you on. But there is another reason for creating that vision. You need to know where you want to get to so you can design and create a business that is capable of getting you there. Which is where knowing your number comes in. This isn't somebody else's number they want to give you, what somebody else expects you to earn, what someone else thinks that you should have, the lifestyle you should have, whether people think, oh, you must want a million or you must want to make six or seven figures. It's the number that feels right to you that will bring you that lifestyle that you want. It isn't the number you need to make to pay your bills or just keep afloat. That is your need to have number. It's the figure you will need in place to create the vision that you have in your mind or your want to have number, your desired number. And how big or small that want to have number is will determine the business that you create. Now, if your vision includes having a beach house, a Ferrari, holiday homes, and a first-class life, then you'll need to create a business at the start that you know can scale to get that type of lifestyle. You may need to think about hiring a big team in the future and have more investments in systems and just structure it in a such a way that you know it can actually grow. But if your desired lifestyle is more simple, then you can choose a business model to match. And you may be able to run your business leanly and have a less complex model in order to make the income you need to bring your vision to life. So you can see why this is important to know at the start, right? So many people make the mistake of creating a business that makes them money, but does not match the type of life that they really want. And they end up having to pivot and change it anyway. So it's much better to think about it at the start. Create the business for the life that you want rather than let your business dictate your lifestyle. But how do you find your number? Well, look at what you've written down as your vision of success. If you haven't done that exercise already, it's definitely a great one to do. I know I've done a podcast episode in the past about this. I can't remember exactly which one on top of my head, but I'll put a link in the description to that episode. But do go off and create your vision of success. It's important to have. But once you have it, the detailed description of what you would love your life to look like in the future, you need to put a number on each thing. So how much would that house cost? What would your travel cost? What would the cars cost? And anything else you want in your life? How much do you need to make each year to sustain that kind of lifestyle? Now, you don't have to get too detailed here. You can get as detailed as you want, but you just want to have a number to guide you. It doesn't have to be exact. No one's going to be checking your maths. But when you have that number, you can start to think about how you can get to it and put a timescale on achieving it. Your business strategy can start to come into form. Now, one last thing. When you do have that number written down, whether it's 100K or 1 million, how does it feel? Does it feel realistic? Does it feel achievable? Because if it feels silly, just a fantasy or something you just can't hope to make ever in your life, then you're going to need to do some work on your money mindset before you move forward. Because if you don't believe it's possible, it's just not going to happen. When you're in a career, you are conditioned to only think of earning as much as the top job in your specialism can earn. So you go for years thinking that no matter how hard you work or how successful you are, there is a ceiling to how much you can earn. Now, as I said earlier, that doesn't happen in the business world. There is no ceiling. So you need to start thinking beyond that upper limit. That it is possible to make that million, but it's totally up to you if you want it or not. You get to decide what revenue you want to generate. You get to decide how big or small your company will be. You get to decide exactly how it's designed because you are the boss. Okay, that's it for another episode. If you resonated with what I've talked about, then please take a moment to subscribe and you'll be notified when the next episode is released. And if you want to read about the key points I mentioned, then go to the show notes. The link is in the episode description. Okay, until next time, remember, life is short. Become your own boss and live it well.